Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby. Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast. So excited to have the great Colleen Joyce with us here today, the CEO of Lawyer.com. Colleen, great to be with you.
Hey, great to be with you always, Chad. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And you know, it's fun about you, Colleen, is that you're always having fun. And you've been able to come in and dominate in the legal industry, which most people, you know, view as a pretty sober industry. You know, it's a lot of serious individuals. But you've come in, made a huge splash, and had a lot of fun in the process.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I first got into working on Lawyer.com, I come from a world of entertainment news. So finding out that I was going to be focusing on Lawyer was the biggest buzzkill of all time, because I'm like, wait, I'm doing interviews with Leo. I'm going to red carpet events. I'm at movie awards. Now I have to work with lawyers? Like, come on. But the funny thing is that it really doesn't matter what industry you're in. You can always have fun. You've got to always find that opportunity to enjoy yourself, to celebrate your team. I think that it helps that I'm not a lawyer, because I am able to really lean on more of those entrepreneurial skills that I have that let me go to the line and maybe cross it once or twice, whereas maybe somebody with a legal background would not do what I do.
Yeah, I think that's awesome that you're having joy in the journey, that you're really embracing it. Now, for those that are listening or thinking to themselves, okay, well, I've kind of pigeonholed myself into this area or this area. And your example and what you've been able to accomplish really helps everyone realize that, man, I can really do whatever I want. Because if you think about, you came from the entertainment industry, but then you transitioned over to Lawyer.com, and you've been incredibly successful, just as a great testament of not just who you are, but what really can be accomplished by people.
Yeah, I think that you don't have to worry so much about the vertical, right? You find what it is that you like to do. I could do the same thing in pharmaceuticals and same thing in medical. Your industry shouldn't define what you're able to do.
And that's a great point, because what you do is you go and you create impact. And you go make other people's lives better. Now, whether that's in entertainment or in the legal space, that's what you do. That's what you're committed to do. But tell us a little bit more about that journey, Colleen, because if you left the entertainment industry and then you came into the legal space, you obviously didn't start as the CEO of Lawyer.com.
No. So when I started, it was the former CEO, now chairman, and myself. And we threw up a directory when we thought that the internet wanted to be free, right? At that point, 2011, people weren't paying for listings. Consumers weren't calling in looking for a lawyer, right? They were still using the yellow pages. And what really is amazing about Lawyer.com is just the natural evolution of what happened. All of a sudden, lawyers would call in and say, hey, listen, how do I get a directory listing? I want backlinks. I want better SEO. And then consumers would call in and be like, I don't know what to do. I came to Lawyer.com because I figured you could help me. And like I said, just naturally, it just matched and we were able to grow from there. We started with a small team. I learned early on in a world where I was dealing with huge giants that the only impact I could make was from a customer service perspective. So I made sure that every customer was treated like an A-plus customer. That meant working 24/7, but that also allowed us to stand apart from our competition. And that really was beneficial while we grew. We grew, we started building out different departments, which was really cool. I knew exactly what I didn't want to do, so I knew who to hire so that I didn't have to do that. And then we, you know, that's kind of the evolution of us up until, you know, to where I am right now.
Well, and Colleen, you bring up a great point that I hope everyone heard, and that is the quote that we often talk about on this podcast is, you can accomplish anything that you want if you help people get what they want. And so what you had at Lawyer.com was you had an experience where you knew you had attorneys that had a need, consumers that had a need, and you made that magic happen, you know, and is yeah. people too often people are trying to cram a, you know, a square peg through a round hole because they're sitting there going, it's got to be this, it's got to be this. But you were saying, okay, if I can help people get what they want, then I can be successful.
Yeah, it was, you know, the fact that it aligned perfectly knew that we had a home run.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, how have you been able to keep this fun spirit? And I mean, obviously you're a super committed mother, you're committed to your team, a committed wife, you have all these things pulling at you. How have you been able to just really maintain the fun disposition you have, even though you have all these different responsibilities?
Well, I think it goes back to what you were saying earlier. You have to have fun and enjoy your job, right? Like I come in every day, I have no idea what's gonna happen, but I know it's gonna be fun, right? So I love taking that perspective of like, yeah, there's gonna be a lot of fires that are gonna come my way, whatever, we put them out, we move on. But as long as we focus on the positive and we focus on, okay, great, what's next? What opportunity can we take advantage of? I think that that's what kind of drives me. I don't view being at lawyer.com as a job. It's just who I am at this point. And I love it for good or for bad. And believe me, there's been bad and there's been great, but just right in the middle is where I like to live and I like to have fun doing it.
Well, and Colleen, you've become not just someone who loves to have fun, you've become exceptionally innovative. And what I mean by that is, there are very few people that know as much about artificial intelligence, AI, as you do. But what's ironic about that, Colleen, is nothing matters more to you than relationships with people. So here you are, someone who loves and embraces AI, and you're on the cutting edge. You're the one who tells me everything that's happening in the AI world. The first time I heard the letters ChatGPT or the words ChatGPT were from you. Okay, so you're on the cutting edge of AI, but yet people matter so much to you. How are people going to be able to balance between relationships and that artificial intelligence?
So I use AI as a tool, right? That's how I view it. It's a tool to help me manage. It's a tool to help me stay organized, to function, sometimes to get out of bed. So how do I use it? Well, hey, listen, I want to throw a party for the team. This is what I'm thinking of. Help me come up with ideas, right? Like I truly now have a sounding board that will talk to me all the time and not judge me for being ridiculous or silly. And I use that to then help me manage people better. And that's really people should really look at AI.
Right. So you're using AI to support and strengthen your relationships so that you can even better manage the relationships.
Totally. I will say I pay the $20 a month and there are many days where they're like, you've hit your limit. Like if it is actually possible to hit a limit on the paid version, and that's me.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
We should all be using it in every aspect of our lives.
Well, and Colleen, so you're using AI, but you're using it to strengthen relationships mm-hmm. with people. In a world that's becoming increasingly disconnected, you've been able to keep a high connection of people. I mean, Colleen, there are people I know that you've had to let go at lawyer.com that you're still connected with mm-hmm. because they value that relationship. Are you intentional when it comes to building relationships with people, or is that something that just comes naturally to you?
No, I feel like I never learned my lesson because I just, you know, when you work with people for such a long time and when you create with somebody, you're building such a deep relationship. I can't just be like, all right, peace, see you next week. No, I'm like, hey, how was your weekend? What are you doing? Right? Like I build deep relationships and that's a good thing, right? And that's also a bad thing because I don't understand the word boundaries. And it's not great for probably the people that I work with, but it's also not great when people leave, right? Whether they go get a new job or things don't work out, because it very much impacts me.
Yo, absolutely. And I don't know if there's any way around that. I don't know if there's a way that you cannot have those types of relationships because that's who you are. And that's why people are attracted to you. But if someone struggles building those kinds of relationships, what would you tell them?
I think everybody, whether it's at work or at home, everybody's different, right? Everybody is managed differently. So you really need to understand what's motivating that individual. And then you need to, as the manager, you have to change your style to meet that and motivate that person.
You know, but Colleen, that's not just with work. That's kind of like with life, right? So you have to understand what motivates your kids, what motivates
your spouse. If I want that vacation at the 5-star hotel, that's fabulous. I'm not just going to be like, oh, let's go. I'm going to plant the seeds. I'm going to make sure that that happens.
Right, right. And really find out what really matters to Nick. You know, if there's a great soccer game going on in that area.
Great family time that's uninterrupted. You can't get that anywhere but right here.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny. But it's kind of that theme that keeps coming up here, Colleen, where if you help people understand that they win, if they realize, wait, I can get what I want, then everyone wins across the board.
And that shouldn't be viewed as a negative thing, right? Because someone would come and say, oh, well, that's manipulation. But it's really not, right? You've got a goal. I've got a goal. How do we work together so that we both win, right? And that's truly what it's all about.
How do I create the circumstance situation where everyone feels like they win at the end?
Yeah. I mean, it's a dream, right?
And so when you go in and you're working a relationship or working a deal or whatever you want to call it, you're always looking to see how can that other person win through the experience.
Totally. Because then I'm going to win, right? I go in, I'm myself, love me or hate me, I am who I am, right? Mm. I'm going to lead with, hey, this is what I can bring to the table. And I know that if I can get you to win, well, then I got you.
Right, right. And then everyone's winning across the board.
Of course.
And so that's interesting because when we say, and I say all the time on this podcast, everyone's favorite subjects themselves, mm-hmm. sometimes people are like, oh, well, if they're winning, then I'm losing.
Everyone.
So how have you managed that? How can everyone win?
Well, I don't always win.
But at the end, you do, Colleen.
At the end, you do because you have to bet on yourself, right? You have to make those steps to decide, okay, is this a good situation that I should be in? Is this a good decision? And believe me, we talk about this all the time, right? Why is success so great? Because it doesn't happen all the time, right? Mm. We're so used to failing, which is a bad word, right? We're so used to trying things that don't work that when we get something that wins, it's like, man, that's an awesome feeling. And that's what we have to keep chasing, knowing that the steps along may not always work out. And that is totally fine because we're learning something every time.
So, okay. But how do you not take that personally? You keep putting yourself out there all the time. I hear you. I watch you. I see you do it. And I would say it's one of the great causes of your great success, but how do you not get discouraged at times? Because sometimes you are rejected when you're putting yourself out there.
Oh, totally. All the time. I don't know. It's just like, I say I have like a fish brain. Because then I'm like, okay, I could be upset. And then boom, get back out there. You know, people are going to hate, whatever. Can't stop me. Can't keep everybody happy. I think I learned an important lesson years and years ago is that I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to help people. I'm here to match people. And that's been beneficial for me.
And it endears people to you because they love working with you. They love working around you. Now, let me say this though, putting yourself out there. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to help other people be successful. And when you put yourself out there and you do have the intention of making other people successful, it allows you to have more confidence in what you're doing.
Agreed, 100%.
Because you're not the only winner, they win as well.
Right, and there's enough room for everyone to win.
But one thing also I want to add, as we talk about you putting yourself out there, is you dream big. Mm-hmm. And you like to just say, hey, what if we did this? And you just throw things out there that I think it's admirable and it's exciting and it keeps life exciting.
It does. I was telling you a story earlier that we have, we're going to a team event this week at a AAA baseball team. And I woke up this morning thinking, oh, it would be really fun to throw out the first pitch. Meanwhile,
stop right there. You woke up and you go, you know what? there's a game on Wednesday, and I think I would love to throw out the first pitch. Colleen, you realize that 99% of the people listening to this would be like, oh, I'm sure they already have somebody. Yeah. I'm sure they don't need me. Thing,
but what's the harm in asking, right? I thought there's like a 0.1% chance that this is even possible. So we call our contact. Yeah, we're excited to be there on Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. Any chance we can throw out the first pitch? Yeah, be here at 6 o'clock sharp. And then I go, uh-oh, how do you throw a baseball?
It's been a few years.
It's been a year or two or 10. But again, that just says I'm putting myself out there. It could go epically horrible, but along the way, the team is going to have a hoot, right? Because they're going to be like, she's ridiculous. This is fun to watch. We'll get some great content and we have a fun story to tell.
I love that. I love that. And you don't, either way, you don't let it impact your confidence. Now, we'll be excited to hear how that pitch goes on Wednesday. But the reality is, put yourself out there more. And when you have those thoughts of, what could we do there? You know, and people often said Walt Disney would have those thoughts all the time. But he also, like you, pursued them and said, okay, what if we did that?
Oh, I can guarantee you at 5:45, I'm going to be like hating myself, being like, you know, people in this, I'll be sweating. I'll be like, what am I doing? But the pressure of knowing the team's there, I'll be like, okay, I gotta do this.
Well, and not only that, Colleen, you called a member of your team and said, I want a lawyer.com baseball jersey made by Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it just happens.
Yeah. You know, everything's possible. Everything's possible with Amazon. So
yeah, absolutely. Everything is possible, but it's possible if you just have the desire to live life a little bit bigger.
Yes.
And just say, okay, what if we did that? Yeah. Maybe I'll throw that out there. Now, maybe they call and they say, you know, we already have someone throwing out the first pitch. Great. Yeah. No problem. There was no problem for putting yourself out there.
No harm.
And so let me ask you this, as you've taught us so well about putting yourself out there, living bigger, and just looking to make other people's lives better, what do you think the skill that you have is the most underrated skill that's helped get you where you are today?
That's a really hard question. What do you think? I should have prepared. I just think being me, like, I'm very authentic. I am who I am. I really truly want the best for everybody, and I get burned, but I never stop, right? It's like that cheesy saying, you wear your heart on your sleeve, and I do. And okay, fine, I'm gonna get burned, but I'm not gonna ever change who I am. This is who I am, and I want the best for people. I truly, truly do.
Right? You do, no question. And I would say, I would agree with you that your ability to be authentic is really something that's endearing, because a lot of times, you know, people will say, oh, you're the CEO of a large company, you should act, behave, and know, you know, certain things. And you're just like, no, I'm going to just be me.
I'm me. Right.
And also I would add your authenticity, but also your vulnerability and your ability to be like, yeah, I don't know the answer to that question, but let me go find out.
Totally. Let me ask AI.
Right. And so you'll sit back and it really has helped propel you to where you are today, to give you the success that you've experienced. Now, if you could go back, let me ask you this. If you could go back to the moment that you were transitioning from a media company to lawyer.com, if there was one thing that you would tell yourself at that moment, what would you have said?
It was tough because I was supposed to interview Joshua Jackson, which shows my age, but it was a big thing. And I couldn't do the interview because I had to focus on lawyer. And it was that like pivotal moment where I'm like, what do I do? I made the right choice, obviously. So if I could tell myself anything, then it would say, your interview with Pacey, it's okay to miss it.
Isn't that interesting? things are going to actually turn out really, exactly, really well. And things often do. You know, we get so afraid of, you know, we talk about fear, and TK will often say, what would you do today if you had no fear? And as we've been having this conversation, Colleen, you operate that way.
Yeah.
You operate in a way that, look, I have no fear. I'm going to just go full speed ahead.
Except I'm afraid of heights. So if you expect me to jump out of an airplane, it's a hard no. So I do, you know, I do have some limitations. I'm a bit of a scaredy cat.
So you won't be parachuting in.
Nope.
To that.
Nope.
So
my hologram could be, but not me.
You're not going to parachute in. Now, Colleen, how real quickly, as we just have a few minutes left, let me ask you this. What has been your key to also balancing all of these relationships? And I mean those that matter most, because everyone that knows Colleen, loves working for her, loves her being around you. But that's a lot of work to be able to maintain and manage all those relationships while raising a child, while being married, while doing all these things. How are you able to balance them and what we said at the beginning and still find joy in that journey?
I don't view it as work. I think that's one of the biggest things is I truly enjoy what I do. I truly enjoy connecting with people. Yeah, of course I go home and I'm like a zombie doom scrolling. That's fine. Like I find ways where I can just have quiet time and that's all I really need before I can kind of get out and do it again.
Well, and also though that what you mentioned there and hinted towards it, but I want to unpack it just a little bit further is you've always lived with a high sense of gratitude. Like it seems like you are very grateful for Nick, for Maddie, for all those things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love what I get to do. I love who I get to do it with. And I think that's really important.
And even when Maggie's giving you a run for your money, it's every day
with the hair brushing and the lunch packing. It's every day.
And through all of it, Colleen, you've always stayed grounded and never for lack of a better term, drank your own Kool-Aid, you know,
you surround yourself with people like yourself. Right. And you're like, ooh, I want to be like Chad or I want to be like Kristen. And then that propels me to try to be better because I want to be a piece of everybody.
Right. I love that. Love that. And you'll continue to have huge, huge impact. So for someone who's saying, okay, I look at Colleen and I look at what she's been able to accomplish. Mm-hmm. What's one final thing that you would say to someone who's trying to get better or trying to become more successful? Make sure you're doing this. What would that be?
Just try everything, right? You never know where you're going to find that. I was probably the worst student ever in school, right? If it's possible to fail gym, I did. Probably more than one time, right? But it's because I was in a box that I didn't belong in, right? And everybody was able to be successful in that box. It wasn't until I found my own box that I was able to find my own success. So my suggestion is find something that brings you joy. Find something that you're able to be successful at doing. And that is when you find where you need to be.
I love that. And you can't underscore you just can't emphasize that joy piece enough.
Totally agree.
Like enjoy and find joy. And by the way, some people think to themselves that, oh, I have to, joy has to find me. But what you do is you go find joy in the experience.
Create those core memories.
Great. Because even when everything goes sideways, even when things aren't turning out the way you thought they would, you always find joy in that journey.
I like it.
And I do believe it goes back, Colleen, to you approaching every relationship, every situation, saying to yourself, how can this individual win by working with me?
Yeah.
How will this individual be better off because of our relationship? You're always looking to help other people succeed. And as we started off this episode with, you truly can't accomplish anything in this life if you help enough people get what they want.
I love that.
I love the insight. Colleen, It's so great spending time with you. Appreciate everything that you shared. Say hello to Maggie and Nick, and
thank you
have
so much.
A tremendous day. Take care.
Thanks now. Bye.
Bye now.